And here we are, Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey with you. And Tone, these are always fun shows to do when the Blazers are rolling like they are right now. And 15-3, matching the best 18-game start since 1998-99, the first lockout season.
Well, you know, it's been tremendous. And it, to me, it's been the way they've done it. You know, Dame has been Dame, certainly, and LaMarcus has been LaMarcus, the all-star that he is. But it's the other guys that have really stepped up and taken care of business on a night-in and night-out basis, be it Wesley Matthews or Mo Williams or Nicholas Batum. They've all had a big-time part in what this team has done.
And as we take a look on Comcast Sportsnet and on trailblazers.com, the best 18-game starts in Blazers history, the teams have done pretty well. That 98-99 team got all the way to the West Finals. 77-78 club got to a 15-3 start, got to the West semifinals, and in 1990-91, 17-1 record, the best ever 18-game start, and that club got all the way to the West Finals. So usually when you have this kind of start, it bodes well for what the rest of the season will be, but I like the fact that this team, and we'll talk to Terry Stotts in our next segment, doesn't seem to be getting too far ahead of itself, and so it seems to be doing the old one game at a time credo, and that is serving it well. And I don't think they're necessarily getting too full of themselves. I think they always were very confident coming out of training camp that they felt good about this group and that they felt good they were going to have a good season. I think it's maybe the rest of the country that's starting to become a little surprised in a nice way about what's going on here in Portland.
Well, you've got guys who play scrappy, guys who walk with a swagger. You know, Damian Lillard has a veteran's mentality. You know, I talked to him yesterday. I was passing by. I said, man, I'm impressed with you. You know, I can't call you a young fella anymore. You play like a veteran, and he certainly does that. But the guy who's made the biggest change to me is LaMarcus Aldridge. And Damian, he really pointed it out to me. I had been seeing it, but I couldn't really put a finger on what it was that I was seeing. And Dame said, you know, Tone, the difference is, you know, when LaMarcus was making shots before, he sometimes was surprised. Like, he would do something and shock himself. And that tells you that he wasn't quite there yet. Now, when he does it, it's like he does it because that's just what he does. It's what comes natural to him. And he's so effective, you know, shooting a jump shot. He's effective getting to the glass. He posts up strong. He's just really added so many pieces to his game that I think that you would be hard-pressed to find a better power forward in the game right now.
Yeah, and proof that even a two-time All-Star can actually extend his game to greater heights. We've always talked about the fact that people were wanting to see a little more rebounding out of him. He's up to 9.6 rebounds on an average per game, so almost averaging a double-double. And a guy that also, we see that even with the Blazers having a lot of different places to go for some of their offensive potential, they still run a lot of things, and rightly so, through L.A., and when they still need a key hoop in the fourth quarter, he's still the guy they go to first.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't. He's shooting 46% from the field, and I would imagine that percentage is a lot higher when he's got the ball on the blocks. I have seen stuff from him, you know, that dribble drive, I don't know what else to call it, but he gets you, he bumps the defender twice, and on the third bump, he's by the guy going into the middle of the paint, and as soon as you think you've figured it out, as soon as you've guessed that, oh, he's about to tack with that middle move, he comes over that right shoulder with the fadeaway, he's got a move and a counter move. It's impossible to stop.
And the greatest compliment that he's probably receiving is the fact that from game to game, sometimes within a game, other teams are still trying to figure out how best to defend him. Last night, the Indiana Pacers come in, the best defensive team in the entire NBA. David West, who in the past has battled L.A. pretty well, going back to West days in New Orleans, he tried to stay with LaMarcus early in the game, but by the time the game was in the balance, the Pacers, Frank Vogel, turned to Roy Hibbert, his shot blocker, number two in the league in block shots, and L.A. took it to him. I mean, it was proof that even if you had a rim protector, it didn't mean you still couldn't go at him, and Aldridge got to the line two times in that fourth quarter by taking it right at Hibbert.
Well, it's interesting, and that was the matchup I was hoping to see all game long. You know, when we talked on the pregame show, I thought that the Blazers may have to move LaMarcus to the five position so that the Pacers would have to put Roy Hibbert on him, because now you put him in the pick and roll, Hibbert doesn't have a chance to get out, LaMarcus bangs the jump shot. I didn't anticipate the way LaMarcus was going to put the ball on the floor and go by him. It was absolutely amazing to see. He attacked his feet. Hibbert had no response for it. L.A. gets to the free throw line, and he really delivered his team late in that game.
Are you surprised that more teams haven't tried a strategy of double-teaming him to get the ball out of his hands. He's a willing passer. Now, the Blazers, of course, have a dangerous three-point shooting club, and they're sitting at 41% from beyond the arc with the way Neil O'Shea has stocked this club roster-wise. They have a lot of dangerous shooters, so if you try that strategy, you're going to maybe take the chance that some people are going to miss some pretty good looks at threes. But I'm curious that teams maybe don't take an attitude of, look, we're not going to let the two-time All-Star beat us.
Well, here's the problem with that. This team is shooting 41% from the three-point line, and LaMarcus is shooting 46%. While it's a little bit better, it's not so much better that I want to give up that 5% and give up that extra point. I mean, LaMarcus would have to make 20 shots to get – or make 30 shots to get 60 points, but the Blazers from the three-point line only need 20. That's a big number, and I think that's why LaMarcus is getting that opportunity to score in the post and why he's been so effective.
It's interesting. We both had a chance to talk to Mark Boyle, the radio voice of the Pacers, yesterday. And the Pacers, of course, got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They went into their offseason believing that if that game had been played in Indiana as opposed to Miami, that they might have been going to the NBA Finals instead of the Heat. So they're very determined to get as good a record as they can this year in hopes that they can have home court for as many series as possible. But they're not necessarily being too overjoyed with their 16-2 now start and still the best record in the NBA. But again, I think they've established what their parameters are and where they are looking to go. I still think, though, even at 15-3, while the Blazers have been a pleasant surprise for everybody, I still think that they aren't necessarily looking at it as, hey, this is a lofty perch that we don't deserve to be on necessarily. The Pacers think they should be 16-2. I think the Blazers believe they should be 15-3.
Absolutely. You know, you look at the teams you played, one. You look at the type of team you have, two. And it's really been a good mix of two things coming together at the exact moment that they needed to come together to be in your favor. The Blazers are a very, very solid team, better than average team in the NBA. You know, we've talked about the three tiers of NBA teams. There's usually four or five true contenders. Then you have, you know, five or six teams in that middle tier. And then you've probably got another 18 teams that are going to be below that. The Blazers are taking care of business on all the teams below it. They're at least being 500 against the teams that are in that middle tier with them. And now it's about taking care of business, as we saw last night, against the teams that are in that upper echelon.
Yeah, the Blazers 9-0 against teams under 500, 6-2 against clubs below 500. Reason why that doesn't measure out to the 15-3, of course, the first game of the season you play, nobody is above or beyond 500 or below 500 at that point in time. But I think probably the most impressive stat of the Blazers' young season to date, the NBA's best road record at 8-2. Remember, a club that really had to fight long and hard to get any road win last season, already sitting at 8-2 away from home. That's very, very impressive. All right, the guy that has been the orchestrator of it all, the Western Conference's coach of the month, Terry Stotts, will join us as we continue with this edition of Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power. We are simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey, Rip City, this is CJ McCullough.
And me, Myers Leonard of the Trailblazers, with a great holiday gift idea that just keeps on giving.
It's called the Holiday Ticket Pack.
Get two tickets to three great games for as low as $100. See NBA stars like Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Kyrie Irving, and O.J. Mayo. Pick up your Trailblazers Holiday Ticket Pack to make all the fans on your shopping list cheer. Visit trailblazers.com/holiday.
Happy holidays from the Trailblazers.
Take a break from holiday shopping and unwind with a family dinner at Hayden's Lakefront Grill. Relax while their chefs prepare the finest and freshest Oregon foods available, like their comfort classic, prosciutto-wrapped pork tenderloins served over a bed of garlic mashed potatoes with roasted asparagus and mushrooms and a pear balsamic reduction. Whether it's a dinner with your family or the annual office party, their intimate festive setting will make Hayden's part of your holiday tradition. Hayden's Lakefront Grill in Tualatin, next to the Century Hotel near Bridgeport Village, just minutes from downtown Portland.
Ever notice people with Fios kind of glow?
That's because Fios Internet TV and phone from Frontier is just $99.99 a month. Get dedicated fiber optics, top-rated broadband technology, one whole home HD DVR free for 6 months, and a free Wi-Fi router. Call 1-888-FRONTIER today. Limited time offer with qualifying new services. Service subject to availability. Additional set-top boxes, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges may apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
Hi, I'm Roger Gantz from Windermere Real Estate. When buying or selling a home, the more you know about the market, the better your decisions will be. That's why Windermere has invested in exclusive resources, including statistical analyses, economic forecasts, and more, so our brokers can provide clients with the data that they need. And our website is designed to help buyers search smarter. It's the first to offer INREX drive time technology, which helps determine drive times from work to your new home.
Be in the know when considering a move. Call your Windermere broker or visit Windermere.com.
Comcast Sportsnet is the Trailblazers Network, period. With 60 live regular season games, live pregame insights and interviews, an hour before every game on Rip City Live, live postgame analysis, highlights, and debate after every game on Talkin' Ball, and Chris Haynes, the most reliable Blazers insider in town. Web streams, videos, in-depth news, and the chance to win game tickets at CSNNW.com. Comcast Sportsnet is the Trailblazers Network, period.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
Traffic streaming into the Moda Center tonight for a great concert. Drake is going to be performing in about an hour or so. And then the Blazers will be performing tomorrow night, second of four straight home games for the week. The Oklahoma City Thunder in town. Again, the Thunder playing tonight at Sacramento. We'll get a preview of that game and a preview of tomorrow night's matchup with their TV voice, Brian Davis, coming up in just a little bit. But Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey, joined now on Trailblazers Courtside by the Western Conference's Coach of the Month. His business card just got a little more extensive with that extra title thrown in. We, of course, are talking about Terry Stotts. Coach, do they give you anything like a certificate, a trophy, key to the city, anything like that for being Western Conference Coach of the Month?
Not yet. You know, right now I just got a lot of pats on the back, and that's fine with me.
Handshakes, things of that nature. Nothing.
Handshakes, well wishes. I've gotten a lot of texts.
No free dinner, no nothing?
No nothing.
Anyway.
Or nothing. Tone, listen. Are we all set for the concert after the show?
Yes. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Because I'm not a big Drake fan, Coach. In fact, I was having this conversation earlier. I'm not a fan of any music with words anymore because they don't talk about anything. Give me some John Coltrane, some Cannonball Adderley, some Miles Davis.
Really?
I'm happy, but all this other stuff, I can't do it so much.
You're showing your age.
Yeah, you are. That's old school without question. So, Coach, I'll give you a few numbers here. You tell me which is most impressive to you, and your team has plenty of impressive numbers to look at. 15-3 overall record, 8-2 road record, 9-0 against teams under 500, 12-0 when leading after three quarters, 9-2 when shooting less than 45%, and 9-0 when you hold teams under 100 points. Which of those many great things would you say maybe is the best of them all?
I tell you what, those are all pretty impressive. I mean,
yes, they are.
I knew some of them, but when you rattle them off like that, it's something to be proud of. And I don't think there's two ways about it. We've certainly gotten off to a great start, and I don't want to downplay what a good start has been in a lot of different areas. But I try and temper that with the fact that we've got a long season to go, and we don't want to be complacent, satisfied. We've got a tough schedule, all that stuff coming up. But, from my standpoint, with defense being the biggest priority going into the season, the fact that we've got certain number of wins while not shooting over 44% is, to me, the best indicator for us as far as the direction that we're going. Also, priorities going into the season was to have a better road record. You know, to be a playoff team, you have to win. I think you need to win half your road games. And so to get off to a good start like that was one of our goals. And also beating teams. I don't like saying beating teams you're supposed to beat, but beating teams with a lesser record is important. You have to take care of business like that. And those were two or three of the things that going into the season we wanted to improve. And up to this point, we've done that.
Coach, you've been around the league long enough to know that, teams sometimes start hot, and then they come across that point in the schedule where they face some tough competition. They start to wilt just a bit, and then all of a sudden that hot start goes away. How important is it for your team right now to sustain what they've been doing? You finish the Pacers off. You've got the Oklahoma City Thunder coming in tomorrow night, and then you've got the Dallas Mavericks this weekend. You know, those are three relatively tough games. You guys have already taken care of one. How important is it for you to continue to grow and beat good teams?
More than anything else, I think it's about our demeanor and our approach to the game. And, you know, we're playing like we have something to prove. And we need to keep that edge no matter what our record is. And, you know, I mentioned that earlier today. But, you know, it's I keep saying this. We haven't accomplished anything. Obviously, we've won a lot of games, and we've done some things up to this point. But we've done it because we've played with an edge, and we have to do that every night. And I'm worried about the schedule. I'm worried about our demeanor. I'm worried about sustaining it. But every indication from our team, I don't anticipate that's going to change it because of how we approach the games.
Thunder coming in tomorrow night, as we said, does it help at all that you saw one of the best small forwards in the NBA in Paul George last night? It's a career-high night for him, 43 points with 7 made three-pointers. Does it help at all in trying to deal with him in preparation for another great small forward coming in tomorrow in Kevin Durant?
Well, I hope Durant doesn't do what Paul George did, that's for sure. You know, it's they're very similar players in that they're very effective from the perimeter, and they can put the ball on the floor, and they're hard to guard. But I think from a team standpoint, that nothing really changes. You know, we have to stick to our defensive principles. We got to stay the course with what we're doing and play the percentages. And I think in the long run, that's going to pay off for us. But to answer your question, Oklahoma City has three losses. Kevin Durant's a great player. Russell Westbrook's a great player. Serge Ibaka is a paint presence, much like Hibbert. So the challenges are going to be there. Oklahoma City plays at, a faster pace than Indiana. But playing Indiana and Oklahoma City back-to-back is certainly a good test. And, I think we'll be up for it.
You know, Coach, you mentioned something that really stood out to me last night, and that was the demeanor of your team game in and game out. You know, you look at the San Antonio Spurs, you look at teams like the Miami Heat, even the Oklahoma City Thunder to a lesser extent. No matter what you do against them, they have a game plan. They're going to execute every single night. It seems like your team has taken on a little bit of that. No matter what the opposition does, your guys come out, they execute the game plan as you guys have put it together, and because of that, they sustain those lumps, and ultimately they're able to eke out victories.
Well, that's the goal. And, you know, throw Indiana in that mix. I think they play with the same demeanor and the same attitude. And that's what the great teams do, not just not good teams, but the great teams. And that's where we all want to get to. And, we may not do it consistently. I was really pleased with our consistency last night, more from a mental standpoint than anything else. But that's what the great teams do. And, you know, if we want to achieve the things that we want to achieve this season, we need to stay the course. And, you know, I'm getting tired of repeating that, but we have to continue to do the things that we know we have to do to be a good team.
Every time we think that we've seen all there is to see in the NBA, something happens that is a first, and I can't recall a situation like what happened today in Brooklyn.
that was weird.
Lawrence Frank, the number one assistant for Jason Kidd, gets reassigned, and they kind of go back to some meeting that went awry, and it soured the relationship between the two. They're paying Lawrence Frank a pretty good salary, and so
that's why they didn't fire him.
So I'm not sure how this one's going to get settled. And without knowing all the particulars, obviously you were with Jason Kidd in Dallas. I know you know Lawrence Frank, but something had to go seriously wrong for a head coach and a top assistant to get to the point where the only solution is to reassign the top assistant.
Well, one of the things I've learned in the NBA is that you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes with every team that no one knows. And so I think it's, you know, it's certainly not my place to even speculate on what's going on. Obviously, losing and not meeting expectations certainly is a catalyst for change. And, you know, whatever the reason, I do know that Jason Kidd was a great player when I was in Dallas and has an extremely intelligent basketball mind. I know I have a lot of respect for Lawrence Frank as a basketball coach and what he's done in his career. Whatever happened, but sounds like Lawrence is going to be doing daily reports. So
I'm still trying to figure out what does that mean? Now, in coach speak, what does daily reports mean?
Well, you know, I don't know, but trying to keep it in perspective, I know that Lawrence has a great basketball mind, and if he is still having his input, but maybe not being around the team, but still having his input and analysis of the team and the opponents, that could be because it would be a shame to waste a talent like Lawrence Frank.
You don't necessarily have to say if you're feeling this way, but I've heard that that there may be some in the coaching fraternity that have had to work very hard to get to the positions that they're in, especially in the head coaching situation.
Don't ask him.
That may actually be a little bit happy that Jason Kidd is struggling some.
We went down this road. He wouldn't answer me either. I don't think he's going to answer me.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm not saying that he has to say so, but
right.
But do you think there is some of that going around where maybe there are some head coaches that think, you know, this is a trend we wouldn't necessarily like to see, a guy coming straight out of, you know, being from a player. Now, Mark Jackson came from a broadcasting situation without having been a head coach, and he's enjoyed some success. But maybe it does lessen some of the effort that a lot of you and the head coaching fraternity have had to go through to get to your positions if all of a sudden, you know, people find that they can be a player and all of a sudden go right to being a head coach without any time in between, maybe kind of, you know, beating the path a little bit to try to learn the craft and just kind of being thrown right into the head position.
You really expect me to answer that?
I said that you don't have to say if you agree with it.
I tried to warn him, Coach. I tried to warn him.
The question went on and on and on, and no, you know, honestly, it's coaching can be very miserable at times, and I know what Jason's going through. I know what Mike Woodson's going through. I know Larry Drew. You know, teams that are not living up to the early expectations, it's miserable, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
They don't get to be coach of the month and get a certificate or a pat on the back. As
a handshake.
Yeah, I got my certificate.
Hey, Coach, I just want you to know that the next road trip Subway's on me.
No, we owe him a better dinner than that.
I'm asking you guys out to dinner.
Coach, a better statement. A really good dinner is on wheels.
Fine.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
That's fine. We keep waiting for you to say the word, you know. So you decide. You decide when there's a spare moment in your day. We'd be happy to do it. Well, congratulations, Coach, on the great start through 18 games. And I know that you're all about what have you done for me lately, so you'll get a chance to continue to impress tomorrow night against the Thunder. Hopefully they'll play 4 overtimes tonight in Sacramento, but we'll get them tomorrow night for the first time at the Moda Center. I'm sure the building will be packed and excited, and hopefully another Blazer win to be had. So enjoy the night. Enjoy your viewing of the Thunder and the Kings, and we'll see you at the arena tomorrow.
You realize that we'll be talking 4 out of 5 nights this week.
Oh, almost wow. Like we're married or something.
I know this is we're getting a little intimate here.
I think we can have it because we allow for some separation, some space for each other, you know, so we don't overwhelm
all right,
each other.
I want you to know, I always appreciate talking to you guys.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good night.
All right, thanks. You too.
The one and only Terry Stotts. You know, I was talking today to Mitch Levy, the Morning Drive talk show host at KJR Radio in Seattle. Of course, they're disappointed they don't have a team anymore.
Yeah, why are you talking to them?
Because he said, well, I want to talk to him about the Huskies losing their head coach with Steve Sarkisian going to USC. But he did say that one of the reasons why he cheers for the Blazers is because of the longtime affiliation that he has with Terry Stotts from the days when Terry was an assistant coach in Seattle. And he says, and Mark Boyle even said last night, I asked him about you know, what, how you feel about other teams. And he said, you know, there are some teams I really won't root for, but there are some teams I do because of people that are affiliated with those clubs. And he said, Terry Stotts is one of the good guys, and I will always root for any team that he's affiliated with.
That's good. He's a good guy. He represents himself well. He represents the team well. He represents the NBA well. Just a, you know, and he doesn't take it so serious that he can't laugh at himself from time to time.
Absolutely.
And he certainly doesn't mind laughing at me.
No, and he loves digging us whenever possible, but we enjoy it as well. All right, Trailblazers Courtside continues. Second half hour of the program is straight ahead. Still to come, we'll get a closer look at what the Blazers will be in for tomorrow night as we check in on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're getting ready for their matchup tonight in Sacramento. Their outstanding TV voice, Brian Davis, will join us. So stick around. More Trailblazers Courtside is coming up, he meant to say, as we are simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast SportsNet, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Who knew those two words could mean so much? All it takes is that one moment when an entire stadium comes together and you're bearing witness to history. I felt it in 1970 when Jimmy Barnett hit an incredible game-tying shot. The crowd went crazy and I yelled out,
Trailblazers versus the Thunder, Wednesday, December 4th. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
You're an avid fan of the red, white, and black. Well, now we're asking you to support the blue. That means signing up for Pacific Power's Blue Sky Renewable Energy Program. For as little as $1.95 a month, you can help get community-based projects off the ground and make sure more clean, renewable energy is added to the Western grid. Join 86,000 other customers on the Blue Sky team today at pacificpower.net/bluesky. And let's turn the answers on.
We are WWE
Portland. Get ready for WWE SmackDown. The final WWE Portland event this year. Televised worldwide from Moda Center. Tuesday night, December 10th. Tickets available now for this one-of-a-kind experience. Live in action, you'll see WWE Champion Randy Orton.
Let the destruction begin.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes!
Alberto Del Rio. Largest athlete, the Big Show.
Somebody's getting chokeslammed.
The Shield, the Show-Off, Dolph Ziggler, the WWE Divas, and many more in action. Tuesday night, December 10th at Moda Center. WWE is the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Tickets are available now at the Rose Quarter box office, All Tickets West outlets, and rosequarter.com. You can't miss it.
The holidays are here with Bi-Mart's Cyber Days. Find great savings online, then come buy it in the store. Like a Ninja Pro Blender, now just $99.99. You save $30. And the Sharper Image headphones for just $28.88, saving you over $10. Plus, a Porter Cable Toolkit is just $98.88. That is over $40 in savings. Holiday Cyber Days, now through December 11th. Bi-Mart, just right for Christmas.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
Our obligatory weekly shot to former Blazer Ruben Boomshay, if you're watching on Comcast SportsNet or on trailblazers.com. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey, second half of the program now, and we are joined by the fabulous television voice of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I've known him for years and years, going back to his days as a standout anchor and reporter and host in Chicago. Now he brings the joys of Thunder basketball to Oklahoma City fans near and far, and we're tickled that he's joined us as he prepares for a telecast of his own tonight, the Thunder and the Kings in Sacramento. Speaking, of course, of Brian Davis. Hi, Brian.
Wheels, and the older we get, the better we were, right?
Absolutely. Our memories get only sharper about our own accomplishments. And
is that what I have to look forward to?
As you get older?
That's exactly right.
Well, speaking of accomplishments, the Thunder rolling with seven straight wins coming into Sacramento tonight. Looks like they've gotten over the early season injury to Russell Westbrook, and all things are fine again with Kevin Durant and Russell, once again, forming the most potent scoring duo of any one club in the entire NBA.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is that Russell's still not right on the offensive end of the floor. I mean, he'll be the first to tell you that. And the organization knew that as he returned from that knee injury, a lot earlier than a lot of folks thought, fellas, that it would take some time for him to get his total game together. But what he continues to bring is great defensive intensity, and that has made a difference. Thunder just got done with a six-game home span. They ran the table, those six, contributing to that seven-game winning streak. And Russell's defense was a big part of that. Durant, the Kia Western Conference Player of the Month, to bookend Terry Stotts, is the Coach of the Month up there in Blazerland. And Durant is, it's very interesting. You know, he did not shoot well in his homestand, but he continued to produce close to 30 points a game because he did things like getting the free throw line. And on top of that, he averaged a half dozen assists in the homestand and just about 10 rebounds a game. Kevin Durant, in his, what now, seventh season in the NBA, continues to evolve. And one of the things he's working harder this year than he probably ever has, guys, is getting his teammates involved. And it has paid dividends.
You know, when I look at this team, you know, the first two guys that come to mind, obviously Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. But, yeah, last season you had a third scorer in Kevin Martin. He departs and goes up to Minnesota. Who stepped up to take over that role as your third scorer, that guy you can count on night in and night out to put the ball in the basket and relieve some pressure?
Right now, Antonio, it's pretty much a committee deal, and it's Reggie Jackson, who is the Thunder's fourth leading scorer, and Jeremy Lamb, the second-year pro out of the University of Connecticut. Both of those guys have had big moments. Jackson on the homestand had a 14-point fourth quarter against San Antonio. Last game against Minnesota, he had 11 of his 18 total in the fourth quarter. And that's something I think is worth noting, that the Thunder, five times this season in Oklahoma City, has trailed going into the fourth quarter and has won all five of those games. And guys, I'll tell you something. I'm talking about Jackson and Lamb. I'm going to tie this all together. They have been on the floor for most of those rallies, you know, sort of late in the third quarter, early in the fourth. And so Jackson and Lamb have developed some scoring touch and have been made up for, you know, last year, Kevin Martin's 14 points a game. But really important to the organization is that they have set the table with defense, and they're both really good defenders, better than Kevin Martin and better than James Harden, if you want to go back that far.
Right, we're always curious about what people across the country are thinking about the Blazers' 15-3 start. Obviously, everybody here in Blazerland is very excited about what they're seeing, but what's the perception from other places around the division, such as OKC?
Well, you know, Brian, I thought going into the season that the Blazers, people were sleeping on them. You know, people would talk about the top six teams in the Western Conference, and nobody ever talked about Portland. I thought, I don't know how smart that is, you know. Now, did I think the Blazers would be 15-3? No, I did not. But I thought that they would be a whole lot better than people, you know, seem to expect. When you look at the way that roster is put together now, with, you know, kind of the usual suspects, like L.A., like Lillard, like Batum. And then you add to that pieces like Mo Williams and Robin Lopez. I mean, top to bottom right now, the word loaded comes to mind. And so this doesn't surprise me a whole lot. Again, you know, 15-3 makes you an outlier under any circumstance. But the bottom line is that, you know, the way you guys beat Indiana last night, I think probably tells the story. I mean, I was kind of tracking that game and, you know, what are you down, five, six, seven, but it was like a hunter tracking a deer, you know, and ever closer and ever closer. And then finally you get to that point late third, early first quarter, and it's like, bam, you know, here we go. So very strong team that plays with a great deal of composure, and let's not forget what they're able to do on the defense end too.
You know, you mentioned that composure. You mentioned, you know, one of those up-and-coming teams. You guys do something that a lot of teams in this NBA don't do, and we're starting to see it from this Blazer team, and that's play your game no matter who you're playing against. The Oklahoma City Thunder have a swag that doesn't matter if they're playing, you know, Portland, or if they're playing the Lakers, if they're playing a team from the East. They play the same type of basketball. How important is it for a team to develop that kind of identity?
It's really important, and, you know, one of the things that Antonio, that the guys talk about all the time is you know, the Thunder's offense really needs to come from its defense. That's, you know, that they want the defense to be the signature piece of this team, and they're built for it. You know, every guy on the Oklahoma City roster has got at times ridiculous length, but I'll tell you, and when you look at that commitment to defense, you know, you turn the guy over, you make a stop, you get a rebound. And this team is one of the fastest in the league. So, you know, a team like San Antonio, for instance, that older legs, we saw last week you know, if the Thunder is able to get stops, turn them over, and run, older teams can't keep up with Oklahoma City. So, you know, and not for nothing, after that game against Minnesota the other night, the Thunder's fourth quarter defense is actually below 40%. The opponent is shooting below 40%. Also, in the last 3 minutes of the first quarter and the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. But again, the bench is on the floor to a great degree. So, you know, the Thunder has got guys that can set the tone, like Jared Fisher, like Nick Collison, who was fabulous in the second half the other night against Minnesota. So, the embrace is there. And, you know, when you have that, good things happen.
Brian, we know you have a telecast to get ready for, so we don't want to keep you any longer, but thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us and giving us a good preview of what we're going to see tomorrow night when the Thunder come to the Moda Center, and have a good telecast tonight for the matchup in Sacramento, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
No DeMarcus Cousins tonight for the Sacramento Kings.
Oh.
Inactive with what is described as a sprained ankle, so that will be interesting.
A sprained brain?
Again, looking forward to
seeing. You said a sprained brain?
A sprained. Sprained ankle.
Oh, sprained. I thought you said brain.
No. Don't start anything, Antonio. You know?
That's what he is. He's a stir.
With you guys, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night in Portland.
Thank you, Bryce. Safe travel. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That sprained brain thing might be like a regular situation, nothing that has to be singled out as a new occurrence.
They deal with that every day.
That's right. Sprained ankle. Well, so much for the Kings coming in with a four-game losing streak, trying to take on the Thunder without their best player, but
yes,
we'll see.
Not going to happen.
It should be interesting to see if they can even give the Thunder a game tonight. So very likely that Oklahoma City will be coming in with an 8-game winning streak. Miami has the longest current winning streak in the NBA at 10 in a row right now. But OKC hasn't played many road games, only 6, as Brian mentioned. Just got done with a 6-game homestand. They're unbeaten at home, 9-0, but
6.
Just 3-3 on the
six
road.
6 games at home?
6-game homestand.
Wow.
Blazers don't have a homestand that long, that's for sure. That means they got to pay for it with road games somewhere. So maybe that's what's starting tonight in Sacramento. If nothing else, it'll be the second of a back-to-back for the Thunder tomorrow night here in Portland. We'll continue with more of this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. We are streamed live at trailblazers.com and simulcast on Comcast SportsNet and the Blazers Radio Network.
Hey, Rip City, who's hungry for a delicious deal? It's the Domino's Blazing Hot Deal. Get 4 Trailblazer tickets and 4 Blazer hats, plus a large one-topping pizza and a 2-liter of any Coca-Cola product from your participating Domino's. The next Domino's Blazing Hot Deal night is Friday, December the 6th, against the Utah Jazz for as low as $60. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com/dominoes.
Ever notice people with Fios kind of glow?
That's because Fios Internet TV and phone from Frontier is just $99.99 a month. Get dedicated fiber optics, top-rated broadband technology, one whole home HD DVR free for 6 months, and a free Wi-Fi router. Call 1-888-FRONTIER today. Limited time offer with qualifying new services. Service subject to availability. Additional set-top boxes, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges may apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
Hi, I'm Tanya Beeler from Windermere Real Estate. Our industry is experiencing exciting changes. Technology alone is really changing how we do business. But in the ever-evolving world of real estate, the one thing that hasn't changed is the importance of connections. When you hire a Windermere broker, you hire our entire network of professionals. Whether you are buying or selling, your broker will explore every resource and relationship so you can be confident that every opportunity is considered and every detail covered.
Connect with a local Windermere broker now at Windermere.com.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's nowhere that packs in the action like we do. Sure, there's 10 games on, but your eyes won't miss a second with over 50 big screens. And neither will your taste buds with hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Buffalo Wild Wings, proud sponsor of the Portland Trail Blazers and your destination for the home game hookup. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
PowerShare Series Tennis comes to the Moda Center Thursday, February 27th. Andre Agassi, John McEnroe, Jim Courier, James Blake, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America Championships ignites the Moda Center on Thursday, February 27th. Three matches, one winner, one night only. The Cancer Treatment Centers of America Championships. Tickets are on sale now at PowerShareSeries.com and RoseQuarter.com. Agassi, McEnroe, Courier, Blake, PowerShare Series Tennis, where champions collide.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
It's the holiday season. You might be looking for a perfect gift for the Blazers fan in your life. We'll check out the selection of Trailblazers gear at the Blazers Fan Shop at the Moda Center. Open before, during, and after every Trailblazers home game, but on non-game days, Fan Shop open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you can't make it to the store, you can always shop online at TrailblazersFanShop.com. Tony, I know you and Jay Allen were talking about this on the fifth quarter radio show last night. As I was driving home, ESPN put up an instant poll with the Blazers beating Indiana last night. They wanted to know if people felt the Trailblazers were now legitimate contenders in the Western Conference, or as Nicola Batum said after the game last night, legit. And so, I thought, before I heard what the results would be, I figured, considering that, you know, the Blazers in a small NBA market, that you'd get a lot of people from around the country just being convinced that they couldn't keep it up. And so I was pretty sure that the vote would come in no, with a lot more no votes than yes votes. But 69% of those who voted, and there were 46,000 that voted, 69% said the Blazers are legitimate contenders in the Western Conference, and only 31% said no. So that's a strong statement from the NBA public across the country about this Portland team.
Well, it was interesting, too, because not only could you vote, you could actually look and see where people were voting from. And mm-hmm. It was people all over the country, and it was pretty much a consensus that the Blazers are a legitimate team. I mean, not just are they a legitimate contender in the Western Conference, but 31% of people thought the Blazers had a chance to win the Western Conference. And you know, and that went one step further, because after, you know, which conference will produce an NBA champion, 52% said the West. So that means 52% of the 19% of these people think the Blazers will win the NBA championship. Now, I don't know if that, how the, all that math adds up, but I'm going to stay with it.
Well, and they also had a question about which team will win the Northwest Division, and right. It came down to the Blazers or the Thunder. And interestingly enough, the Blazers got 51% of the vote and the Thunder 47%.
Well, there were 9 people in Minnesota that voted for Minnesota.
Yeah, 2% for another team.
Yeah, exactly. A couple people in Denver, they just living the dream.
Yeah, I think the good thing about playing teams like Indiana last night, Oklahoma City tomorrow for this Blazers team, is they square off against perennial playoff clubs that have started this season believing that not only will they be back in the playoffs, but they should be legitimate contenders to win an NBA championship. So it gives the Blazers an idea of, as you say, the style of play, going about things in a certain way, and I'm still convinced that every win over clubs like this only adds to a team that's pretty confident as it is.
Well, you can't have it both ways. You talk about the Blazers playing Blazer basketball. You can't have it both ways. And there's two types of Blazer basketball. We saw one very different type than what we're used to last night. That type is pound the ball into LaMarcus, let him go to work. You can't stop him. He's got too many different skills. In fact, I was looking at 8 different plays from the Laker game. He scored 8 different plays, 6 different ways. I mean, it was absolutely spectacular. It was a mid-range post-up. It was a low post-up. It was a drive to the basket. It was a jump shot. It was it was a put-back. It was a fast. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. When you can score in just about every possible way, it's impossible to stop that guy. Then you factor in when you finally decide, okay, as you alluded to earlier, we're going to double-team him. We're not going to let LaMarcus Aldridge beat us. Well, that means open looks for Damian Lillard. It means open looks for Wesley Matthews. It means open looks for Nicholas Batum. It means open looks for Mo Williams, Darrell Wright. Now they're beating you up from the three-point line, so you're hesitant. You're hesitant to double-team. You're hesitant to stay with the three-point shooters. Your defense is then null, slow down, feet in mud, and you get exactly what you want, and that's the reason why the Blazers are pulling games out in the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Yeah, and only three times this season in the first 18 games have the Blazers not hit at least 8 3-point field goals in a game. Last night was their season low of 5. But we talked about that impressive road record for the Blazers, the best in the entire NBA at 8-2. And you look at the Western Conference teams that have above 500 records. San Antonio has a very nice road record at 7-2. But Houston is 13-6 overall, just 5-4 on the road. Dallas is 10-8, 2-6 on the road. Oklahoma City 12-3, but as we said, 3-3 on the road. Denver is 10-6. They're 4-4 on the road. The Clippers are 12-6, 4-4 on the road. Golden State 10-8, 5-6 on the road. So those are the teams above 500 in the Western Conference. So to have a road record as impressive, and the Blazers have played a fair share of road games as well. So from that standpoint, it's not just a small sampling. It's something that's very, very encouraging. And I've always believed road wins more than anything else build momentum. And the Blazers had that sweep of the 4-game road trip, and that carried them through the middle part of that 11-game winning streak.
And then you look at where they are in terms of what they're trying to get accomplished, and you know what I like from it all, Wills, is they're staying humble and hungry. The words we hear, the mantra we hear over and over again in the Blazers locker room, and that's really what's been leading to their success.
I'd go over the teams in the Eastern Conference that are above 500, but there's only two.
It'd be quick. And might as well go over those two.
Indiana, 16-2 overall, 7-2 on the road. So their two losses on the road. Miami, 14-3, 5-2 on the road. But that entire Atlantic division, under 500, the
Toronto.
Best record. Toronto, 6-10, a winning percentage of .375.
And they're leading the division.
Gosh, it's
leading
amazing.
The conference.
Now, it would be nice if the Blazers could be in that Eastern Conference. They're unbeaten against the East.
I'm convinced that they need to realign the playoffs and just go with the 16 best teams, because it's unfair that the Toronto Raptors get to make it to the playoffs.
That would be bad. If they can't finish with a better record. And that's why some people, and we're going to talk about it in our next segment, Hutone thinks maybe he'll be the first coach fired in the NBA this season. But that's why sometimes I think we don't have as much panic in New York and Brooklyn as you would think that you would, because Brooklyn is sitting at 5-12, a game and a half out of first place in the Atlantic.
That's ridiculous.
And New York at 3-13 is only 3 games out of first place, and they're in last in the Atlantic division. So that is a crazy division without question. They really shouldn't allow even anybody in that division.
They shouldn't even allow those teams in the NBA, let alone. They should relegate them to college. We should pick up Duke, Syracuse, a couple other really good college teams I think could play with them.
Great history of winning in Boston, Philadelphia, and New York long term. But certainly not so far this season. All right, when we come back, we'll get to our final segment of the program as we close out tonight's proceedings, and then we'll preview the rest of the week ahead. Again, great chances for you to catch the Blazers in person, live, and up close at the Moda Center starting tomorrow night against Oklahoma City. Tonight, it's Drake in concert. They're making their way in to enjoy that, and we'll come out and finish out this edition of Trailblazers Courtside right after this. We are simulcast on Comcast SportsNet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
Whoa, did you see that? Kersey explodes at the hoop.
It doesn't always happen right away, but one thing I've learned is that every player and every fan eventually feels Rip City. It's bigger than Portland, bigger than Oregon, and it lives inside anyone who's ever believed in this team. This is Rip City, and no matter what, Rip City lives on.
Trailblazers versus the Thunder, Wednesday, December 4th. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
It takes teamwork for the Trailblazers to win. Same goes for saving energy and money. That team is Pacific Power, Energy Trust of Oregon, and you. Together, with energy-saving answers like home energy reviews, energy-saving kits, and refrigerator recycling, we can help each other be more energy efficient. It's teamwork that'll help reduce your monthly energy bill and help us keep costs down. Join the team today at bewattsmart.com, and let's turn the answers on.
Comcast Sportsnet covers the teams in the region you care about most. The Trailblazers, 60 live games, plus Rip City Live an hour before, and Talkin' Ball after every game, no matter what network the game is on. College sports, numerous weekly shows dedicated to the Ducks and the Beavers during the football, basketball, and baseball seasons. NHL, the Vancouver Canucks face off live against the nation's top teams with slap shots, puck drops, broken sticks, and roughing galore. Visit CSNNW.com for TV schedules and bonus coverage.
Take a break from holiday shopping and unwind with a family dinner at Hayden's Lakefront Grill. Relax while their chefs prepare the finest and freshest Oregon foods available, like their comfort classic, prosciutto-wrapped pork tenderloin served over a bed of garlic mashed potatoes with roasted asparagus and mushrooms and a pear balsamic reduction. Whether it's a dinner with your family or the annual office party, their intimate, festive setting will make Hayden's part of your holiday tradition. Hayden's Lakefront Grill in Tualatin, next to the Century Hotel near Bridgeport Village, just minutes from downtown Portland.
It's the event of the year. Disney Junior Live on Tour Pirate and Princess Adventure. Grab your tiara and head to Enchantia with Princess Sophia, where Cinderella makes a special appearance. Then climb aboard Bucky and join Jake and his Neverland Pirate crew. And be sure to arrive early and catch Doc McStuffins in a special pre-show event. Don't miss all the fun.
Tickets start at $23. Restrictions and additional fees may apply. Playing the Moda Center at the Rose Quarter for two performances on Friday, January 17. Get your tickets today.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
Our talented Trailblazers Courtside crew tonight consists of director Phil Beard, producer Nick Elliott, video Greg St. Martin, graphics operator John McConnell, audio Corey Griffin, cameras operated by Brian Buckwalter and John Curry, our engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and our radio producer and network coordinator is the one and only Captain Rich Patterson.
Cap. I gotta give love to the Cap.
Oh, we always
Cap volunteered to remove his Christmas story lamp from his background and allow it to our background. Cap, thank you so much.
Just for you, Tone.
I appreciate it. Look at that. Look at that.
He's
just over Wills's head.
He's a giver. Yeah.
One of the classic, iconic props from a classic, iconic movie.
And it's not for sale, Tone.
I'm taking it home. Cap says it's not for sale. I wasn't going to give it back. I was just going to walk out with it.
Now, if Rice were here, you know,
exactly.
It'd probably already be in his car. But
I'm going to leave about 3 minutes to go in the show while Cap is still working. I'm just going to pass by his door.
Where'd Tone go? He just kind of slipped out. Had something under his shirt, but we couldn't tell what it was. But, yes, thank you to the Cap for adding to the aura and to the decor of
this wonderful set
as we try
fantastic.
To become more festive with the holiday season.
We need to get some Christmas lights around. We need to get Buck and John on their duties
to get this
thing more
festive.
We're
in December now, so no question.
Christmas season.
Next week, of course, we'll have another.
Buck just gave me the look, though, like, shut up.
He said he doesn't want more duties.
he can barely stand up right now.
He's got a bad back. He doesn't want things where he's going to have to bend over or reach up. You know, just he needs to be lying prone and get that back to 100% again. Certainly, around the holidays, you know, people are sensitive about losing jobs and so forth. But is there one coach you think should be a little nervous about his future with one of these underachieving NBA teams?
Well, I can tell you several. I would definitely think that Jason Kidd, whether he believes it or not, he's going to be on the hot seat very soon.
Bad sign that they kept Lawrence Frank.
Absolutely bad sign, because Jason Kidd wanted him gone. There's no doubt in my mind, and the Nets stepped in and said, hey, no, don't let him go, reassign him, which means in a minute he's going to take your job. Mike Woodson in New York, he's got to be worried. I got to believe Tibbs in Chicago, he's got to be worried. Milwaukee, nah, I think they're good. Washington, can't remember his name now. Randy Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
Whitman is probably going to be concerned just a bit. Everybody else is relatively new, so you give them a chance. But there are about four or five jobs that are going to be
Tyrone Corbin in Utah?
Nah, he's got a bad team.
I think they
recognize he's got a bad team. They may give him the year. He'll make it through the year, but he won't make it through any longer than that. Other than that, I think everybody else is pretty safe. I'll tell you the guy who should really be concerned, though. Nobody's talking about it. Mike Malone in Sacramento. He doesn't have DeMarcus Cousins' ear, and DeMarcus Cousins needs his ear tugged on, and he needs to be put in the corner, and nobody's willing to do it. Mike Malone keeps talking about changing the culture. It won't change unless you force him to change, and nobody's willing to do that.
No, in fact, every head coach that has been in Sacramento has definitely not had the support of DeMarcus Cousins. See, there you go.
Let's make it festive around this joint.
Already a little more festive with a little Santa hat.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. You're looking good. Looking good in that Santa hat.
Yeah, man.
All right, three more home games for the Blazers this week. Oklahoma City tomorrow. Limited seats remain, but there are still some good ones if you'd like to join us at the Moda Center. And then back-to-back home games, a rarity. Back-to-back home games Friday and Saturday. Utah's here on Friday night. Dallas is here on Saturday night. All three games starting at 7 o'clock. And remember, still to come this month, a matchup with Houston again, matchup with the Clippers. Those are Thursday night games. New Orleans is coming to town for the first time. And Miami making their only appearance, too. So we hope to see you out at the Moda Center tomorrow. Radio and TV for that one. For Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. And we'll join you again for the next edition, again, next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. See you at the Moda Center tomorrow for the Blazers and the Thunder. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.